USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol say they have made their biggest fentanyl bust ever at the southern border. Speaking today in Arizona, Nogales Port Director Michael Humphreys describes how the officers discovered the illicit drugs.
During the physical search, CBP officers discovered a non-factory compartment built under the trailer's floor, revealing numerous packages.
The United States and China are continuing their negotiations regarding a trade deal. At the White House on Thursday, President Trump says we have a great relationship with China.
The relationship is very, very good between China and the United States, and the personal relationships are very good with the Vice Premier, with myself and President Xi, and with our representatives. It's been very, very good.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The dubious medical milestone is mostly due to recent guidelines that did expand how many people have high blood pressure. The American Heart Association saying that more than 121 million American adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. Though if you take out those with only high blood pressure, it leaves 24 million or 9% of American adults who have other forms of disease like heart failure or clogged arteries. High blood pressure, which had long been defined as a top reading of at least 140, or a bottom of 90, was dropped to 130 over 80 under the guidelines adopted in 2017. High blood pressure can raise the risk for heart attacks and strokes and other problems, and only about half of those with the condition have it under control.
The Dow ends January by falling 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says America is getting soft by keeping kids at home from school in extreme cold. The Republican governor of Kentucky has received some flack for his comments, even from NBC weatherman Al Roker, who called him a nitwit. Bevin joins Fox News and explains what he means by his comments on folks getting soft.
In general, we are getting soft, and it's interesting. I mean, my children's schools were canceled, and guess what they did today? They played outside in the snow. So did most kids. You did a little tease at the front end about these kids, and it's awesome. They went out and shoveled people's walkways. Terrific. I don't believe those kids in Wisconsin froze to death. There are people who are freezing to death. It's very dangerous. A year ago, at this time, last January, there was a story that went viral about a town where the temperatures were expected to get 100 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. It went viral all over America. That's the town I grew up in. I understand cold weather. Northern New Hampshire is a brutally cold place underneath the valleys and underneath Mount Washington. I understand it's important for people to be careful, but we also are getting soft in America. And anybody that would question that is really not paying attention, as indicated by some of the things we've mentioned earlier.
The governor also noted that his comments on a local radio station about getting soft were taken out of a little bit of context, in his opinion. It should be noted that in 10 states, folks did not get mail due to the extreme cold temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. State Senator Evan Vickers is asking for voter input on a range of topics, including several current and upcoming issues being considered by the 2019 Utah legislature. Bronson Joseph Flynn, who is accused of shooting and killing a man outside the one and only bar in St. George last month, pleaded not guilty Monday at a preliminary hearing in Fifth District Court. And an unrelated call for an officer of the Hilldale Police Department led to a pursuit of a stolen vehicle and ultimately the arrest of a man who had meth on his person. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and turning partly cloudy later on today. 60 for the high, mostly cloudy, then clearing later tonight, 39 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 63. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
All right, time to start using finger puppets and crayons to explain why self-defense is a good thing. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Yep, that was Eric Holder in 1995. He just says it, you know, got to brainwash. And they're very successful at it, too. That's what's so sad. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com is the website. You can go for the SoundCloud episodes of the show, each an hour. We have Chris Ann Hall on board, which is always fun on a Thursday with Uncle Milty and myself. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney. If you'd really like to get schooled on the Constitution, you can check out her radio show. You can check out her website, ChrisAnnHall.com. She's always doing amazing things and teaching things and concepts that are very, very easy to understand. And so I welcome you, Chris Ann.
Well, thank you for that really, really gracious pitch there. I think that's really awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, especially, it's true.
We're coming into, you know, we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over personality. Mm. And we've got people coming against us, Kate, that's just, it's crazy because we're consistent all the time. You know, mm-hmm. we hold Trump up to the same standards we held Obama up to. And, you know, I simply don't understand the tribalism that causes us to pick sides when liberty liberty ought to be our primary focus.
I know. I'm with you. I know that you were probably shocked by what New York did and what Virginia was trying to do. We have governors coming out all in favor of these extreme evil abortion laws. We've hit that place, you know, that cliff, and we've gone over it because of where is our humanity. And so I know that you're probably still reeling from that. We have issues with more gun control, which we knew were coming, you know, and so take your pick. I mean, where do you want to start?
How about we start off with some good news?
Oh, sure.
I will tell you one. From my perspective, and you know me very well, Kate, I am always hopeful because I know that liberty is a gift from God. I know liberty is an inherent gift, and I know that throughout history, liberty always wins. Mm-hmm. So whether it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be in my lifetime, it may be in my son's lifetime, it may be in your sons, your grandchildren's lifetime, because we're training them up in that way that they should go to liberty. Mm-hmm. So I fully believe I know that liberty will be the victor eventually.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Kate, that the garbage in New York hit me hard, and I just thought to myself, you know, this is the depravity of man at its height.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we lit up One World Trade Building pink to celebrate the murder of babies. I just simply don't know how much longer our God will tolerate this. Because, you know, Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, How can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when our only foundation is that when we remove the foundation that those liberties come from God? He said, I tremble for my nation because I know we serve a just God and his justice cannot sleep forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
And I was it was a kick in the gut, but I also know that it takes really bad things to happen for people to wake up. And maybe mm-hmm. this was awakening for some people out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's not sit around and be keyboard warriors anymore. Let's not just sit around and complain. Let's stop being complacent and compliant, and let's stand up and actually push back.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's been a lot of pushback on some of these legislators, governors that have come out in favor of this, and mm-hmm. the pushback has been kind of, it's been good to watch on the pushback because people
yeah,
are really weighing in.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That is the good part that I wanted to talk about today. You know, that in the last election, 60% of the people of the state of Washington, now mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that are claiming this was a ballot because it was a ballot initiative that they had some voter fraud going on with these electronic mm-hmm. ballots, but mm-hmm. 60% of the people of Washington were recorded, I'll just put it that way, mm-hmm. were recorded to have voted for a law that mm-hmm. actively engages in gun confiscation and property confiscation. And the confiscation part is that if you are 21 years or younger and you have legally bought a firearm, now it is illegal for you to own that firearm, and possession of it is a felony. If you don't turn it in and you get caught with it, you're going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's just one of the aspects of this law. It makes things illegal that were legal. So now the mere possession of something that you had last week, which was legal, is now a felony today. And the law is complicated and convoluted, and the definitions are absurd. The mm-hmm. most absurd definition of this rifle they call assault rifle, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. We already have 7 sheriffs and a police chief who are nullifying this law, refusing to comply. The Sheriff Raymond of Franklin County, Washington, sent out a memo to his deputies and quoting the Constitution, quoting the oath of office for the sheriff and their deputies,
mm-hmm.
quoting the Second Amendment, quoting Article 1, Section 24 of the Washington Constitution, which requires the right of the people to keep and bear arms to not be impeded. And he said, "We took this oath, and your authority comes from me. So I'm telling you, if you come across violations of this law, you will do nothing."
Amen.
Mm, wow. That is, yeah. That's, yeah, wow.
Yeah. The police chief the name of the town, the name of the city just ran mm-hmm. out of my brain. His name is Culp, Police Chief Culp.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said in a public statement, "I won't be enforcing this." And he took over the police Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and put it up as a private citizen page run by him and started making comments about how the city's police department will not enforce these laws.
Oh, my gosh.
The city's name is Republic.
Republic,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
I kept P in my mind, and I couldn't get past the P, but it's Republic, the city of Republic.
Can we clone him?
And it's, but see, here's the thing. We talked about this on the show this week,
mm-hmm.
and I begged everybody to call Culp and mm-hmm. Raymond and thank them, because here this stand is encourage. We said it will encourage others, and it already has. You know, mm-hmm. we've got 7 on board now. And it'll spread. It will spread. And then it'll become a requirement for election. You know, people are going to be like, okay, we're not going to elect you unless you agree to nullify this law. And mm-hmm. this is going to spread throughout the country in such a way, Kate, that people won't be able to deny its existence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, for all the hits we've taken on this issue, it's nice to see somebody finally stand. Will others, I mean, do you have a lot of faith in the sheriffs around the country to even understand or know what their role is and what they're able to do?
I think that there's a good portion of them, Kate, that do and are willing, but they just, they lack the courage. They lack the encouragement, right? Mm. And so we, you know, Kate, this is year number 9 for us. We've been running, we've been traveling the entire country teaching the people. And I think we're making a huge impact teaching people and by the people knowing, encouraging their sheriffs to do this. 9 years ago, I don't know that the sheriffs would have done something like this, not in the new numbers that we're seeing today.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, you have people like Richard Mack to thank for that, and the 10th Amendment Center to thank for that.
I've had both of them on.
I mean, I don't want it to make it sound like we're the, you know, Chris Ann Hall and her crew are the champions of the country, because we're not. We're just a small part of it, but I'm blessed beyond measure to be that small part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've talked to Richard Mack about this on the show, 10th Amendment Center as well on the show. And if people keep pushing like yourself, if people are out there really educating them, and that's the key, is have your city as citizens call your city and have them have Chris Ann Hall brought to your city to because you can do this and make sure that your city officials, let's call them all, are getting properly trained, because there are a lot of sheriffs, I think, that will go along to get along with whatever the federal aspect of law enforcement want, and they'll kind of just say, well, I was trumped by the feds. I was just trumped by the feds. Well, they need to know where they stand. They need to know how much power they have.
And they need, and your listeners, I just want to repeat to your listeners, we have no speaking fees. All you got to do is go to chrisannhall.com, fill out the contact form, and my amazing miracle working assistant,
she's
Janet,
awesome,
will get you on the schedule somewhere.
Yeah, she's awesome, by the way. Hat tip to her and you for doing it, because you travel most of the year, every single year. And I know how hard it is on you, and you do it anyway. And I just love that you're about this work. And there are many about this work that we could give a hat tip to that are really trying. And so we can't give up. That's the whole thing. We're still, I think, always held accountable for what we do individually. And even though, you know, it might look like slim chances of getting stuff through, we still are going to be accountable. And I feel like we just got to put the pedal to the metal, work a little harder. This was a wake up call. Even Trump was saying, hey, this is a wake up call with this abortion law in New York. And we hope people will come out of the woodwork outraged. We hope people will become outraged about all of the hits on our Second Amendment. We hope that, you know, people will understand their power. So
okay, so Kate, I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you know about Roger Stone, right?
Yes, we have 20
seconds.
Did
you know that they arrested him with 17 vehicles, lights and sirens blazing, two of them armored, and his backyard goes up to a canal. They brought a frog team through the canal to his back door.
No.
The man is 66 years old. He has no gun in his house, and they would have to know that. And he has no active passport. He said, if you call me, I'll come to the office.
I know.
Which
we
is
gotta,
kind of display
I know.
Just for intimidation.
We got to go to a break. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, it's Chris to tell you about my good friends at St. George Auto Gallery. When you're looking to buy your next car, here's the most important things you need to keep in mind why you should go to St. George Auto. Well, first of all, it starts with price. They're going to have the lowest price around. Within 500 miles of southern Utah, they are going to have the lowest prices. They've got a huge selection, hundreds of cars, and all those vehicles have been sent through the St. George Auto Gallery Service Center, and they've got their very own in-house warranty as well. So great price, buy with peace of mind. By the way, if you've got a vehicle, take it into the St. George Auto Gallery Service Center. They've got the cheapest labor rates in town, and they've got unbelievable financing. They've got local lenders. They can do stuff right there in-house, so they can get you financed. list. They can get all that done right there. And they've got an amazing team. Whoever you interact with at St. George Auto Gallery, you're going to get the best experience and the best value. So your next car should be bought at the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah, St. George Auto Gallery, 700 South down the street from Harmon's on St. George Boulevard and stgeorgeautogallery.com.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic Presidents' Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months of no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa C. said,
I've been working with Red River for 3 months now, and he has made me feel so much better. More energy, no brain fog. He is very knowledgeable. I'm so grateful I found him. He's worth going to. I love the fact that he wants to fix things with food.
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Oh, hey, buddy, come here. Come take a nap with me.
One third of your life is spent on a mattress. Shouldn't that 8 hours or just nap time?
So comfortable.
Be on a comfortable, enticing, and welcoming mattress will allow you to sleep even better.
You need a mattress. You have to have one. You want a good one, like the Spring Air Back Supporter. And you deserve to save your money. Sleep Cheap from Discount Mattress Store. The cheapest mattresses in town. Sleep Cheap at the Discount Mattress Store in the Fiesta Plaza next to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Red Rocks, sunshine, good friends and family are some of the highlights of another great year in Southern Utah. Hi, this is Kim Christensen at State Bank of Southern Utah. We live in an incredible part of the country, but it's the people that make the difference. Take a minute in 2019 and thank those who have made your life better or helped you along the way. The future holds endless possibilities. Let's dare to dream and work together to make our part of the world even better. State Bank has over 230 dedicated employees ready to help finance your dreams and help you navigate all of your financial needs. Whether it's a mortgage loan, business loan, or even a simple car loan, we stand ready to help. Come join with State Bank and choose to keep your money in Southern Utah. This helps grow our local economy for you, your friends, and your neighbors. State Bank of Southern Utah has been financing Southern Utah's dreams since 1957.
State Bank of Southern Utah, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty is with me. KateDalyRadio.com. You can go to Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Kate on the Blaze. I have Chris Ann Hall back with us because she had to finish that because we had to cut her off. We have to finish what we were talking about with Roger Stone. The ability that they have to go in with guns a-blazing for somebody that they're only accusing of saying a lie, and it's only an they're just accusing somebody like Roger Stone. And you, like you said, with a frog team coming up out of the canal, I would be so embarrassed if I was a federal agent.
Seriously, you're right, Kate. I would be mortified if I was a federal agent. And they told me, you got to get in your frogman gear and come and arrest this 66-year-old man who has no passport and no gun. And what, really? Is he like a terrorist? What's he accused of? Oh, lying.
Yeah. Bring your 17 armored vehicles, everybody dressed up in all their gear, guns a-blazing. I am embarrassed for them today.
The frogman team come through the back door because the guy's accused of lying.
There are always
a liar.
Yeah.
There are always going to be those people that want to put on the brown shirt.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There are. And they revel in it.
This is Stalin-esque. I mean, seriously, because the only purpose for such a display, Kate, the only purpose is intimidation.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. So the next time you're accused by the government and you're just the average Joe guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? You're going to roll over and comply and give them whatever you want because they know Roger Stone, this billionaire, can't protect himself from the frog team. So guess what? You're lower on a totem pole. They care less about you. You'll just disappear.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. We had a woman on whose husband had been in the military, all those tours, and a couple of people on his squad accused him of something. And honestly, they showed up, put their kids, their little kids, in their underwear in the street for hours and just terrorized them. And the parents weren't even home, you know, terrorized them. And I thought, what kind of agent stands there who probably has kids out there somewhere and can do that? It's sick.
Yeah, and that's the big question, though, because, you know, Uncle Milty, you said there'll always be people who want to wear the brown shirt. But seriously, what kind of people are you? These are not good people.
No.
And I don't care if you know them, if they're your friends, your neighbors, or your family members. I don't care if they buy the best Christmas presents at Christmas or they go to church twice on Sunday and every Wednesday. They are not good people because good people don't behave like this.
Well, there were people that loved Joseph Stalin, you know.
There were.
Yeah, and so he put a bullet in their head, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who has oversight over that? Does anyone know who has oversight over the way that they handle that? Because I know it's internal. I know they can create all their little regulations and things that they put into place. But who gets the oversight on how they react and the kind of intimidation they're allowed to do and the kind of entrapment they're allowed to do?
Well, the Solicitor General, then the Attorney General, and then Donald Trump.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, we need to make feelings known because I'm telling you, I've seen so many cases like this of abuse, and there's no reason for it. And you're right. It's to humiliate, intimidate, and use force when force is not necessary. What does our Constitution say about force? So
cruel and unusual punishment. Mm-hmm. That's right there in the Eighth Amendment.
Yeah, and so. We have to be able to stand for that because maybe you're next out there. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, no, you will be. You will be next.
Yeah.
You will be next.
Eventually.
And we need to stand together. We need to learn how to stand together and be each other's shield in these kind of situations.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drafting a letter to the Solicitor General about these kinds of raids and about the fact that we have the federal prosecutors have been approved by the Solicitor General to go ahead and bring yet another appeal against Clive and Bundy. Because remember, Judge Gloria Navarro, who hates the Bundys, actually threw the prosecutor's case out, not just simply because it was a bad case, but for gross prosecutorial misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the Solicitor General under Donald Trump, under Whitaker right now, is now coming at these people again And these prosecutors should not even be practicing law anymore. They should have been disbarred, and they should be in prison for what they did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's the same one. Okay. Okay. Makes sense, doesn't it? That vindictive, we have to get 98% of our cases, if not 100. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they can actually say that with a smirk on their face, that they get 98% of their cases, is such an atrocity. It's kind of like the raids. Both are such a threat to our liberty, and we don't even get it.
They have unlimited resources, and the people wear out.
Yep. They do.
They have unlimited resources, and they can keep coming at you and at you and at you. And at some point, you're bankrupt, you're exhausted, your health, your family, everything is in jeopardy. And this has got to stop. It has got to stop.
Yeah. And all because they wanted to stand for their land.
Yep.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I know you're not feeling well. We'll let you go. I just appreciate you coming on, because the raids, all of these things, when they happen, I think everyone goes, how can they do that? Who gives them that authority? So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. ChrisAnnHall.com.
God bless you guys.
You bet. Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Get better. ChrisAnnHall.com.
It's really disgusting that we have people in law enforcement that will treat an American like that.
I know. What's in their head when they're doing it? I remember when the whole Bundy situation was going on up in Oregon, and it was totally portrayed by the media. Total lies came out of the media from day one. And they called them terrorists, and they labeled all these labels on them. That wasn't what they were doing. And I just remember, I remember reading that it came back that they were told, these officers were told that they were dangerous and armed and ready to kill them. So who gives that bit of information? Because that was a lie. So that lie goes to law enforcement. So you have law enforcement that actually believe this person's a threat. But in the case of Roger Stone, they knew he wasn't a threat. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as if somebody could say he's sitting in there with a gun ready to, you know, pop you off if you try to get in the door. They even told CNN. They had CNN there at the ready to come in that door. And CNN, that reporter, I just saw a picture of him with Comey.
Young kid.
Yeah, young kid with Comey. Gee, they tell CNN? Is your Pentagon, have they bought CNN and we just didn't know it? No, they just give all the information to the CNN, and the CNN and CNN broadcasts it for them. They're the media outlet. So is Fox to a certain degree, too. So here's the deal, though. They knew he wasn't anything but Roger Stone, because pretty much people know who Roger Stone is, and they were briefed on who Roger Stone was before they did it. If you're in uniform and you're all ready to go, and you got your brand new shiny, you know, tank and your brand new shiny piece of equipment and all of this, and you're ready, doesn't something in your brain click and go, why are we doing all this? This is just all we have to do is go up and knock on his door. And let alone the fact that they had really, I mean, the fact that they even picked him up for this was ridiculous. But wouldn't your brain click? Wouldn't you say, oh my gosh, we're awfully dressed up and showing a brutal amount of force for a guy that we just have to go up to his door and knock?
My brain would have clicked long before it got that far, let me tell you.
I don't understand it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The thing that it makes me think of is Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
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 That they would
wake up.
They shot a woman, a defenseless woman, holding a 10-month-old baby, I believe it was, through the head.
Yeah.
A sharpshooter. What justification is there for that? And why don't they go to prison for that?
Yeah,
that's just outright cold-blooded murder.
He got promoted. That guy got promoted for doing that, actually, afterwards.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. It's beyond. Thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. It's beyond what we can comprehend.
But, you know, when you're a tyrant, you have to have a strong federal police force.
Yeah, you do, apparently. Yeah. A frog team? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They are reaching.
You know, it's interesting. Through history, our tyrants have always been single men. Fidel Castro, Joseph Stalin, Chairman Mao.
Mm-hmm.
Our tyrant is 435 men.
Yeah.
That work together in unison as our tyrant.
Yeah.
That's our problem.
No, you're right. Somewhere along the line, they passed measures to have CMUs, Communication Management Unit, so you don't recognize it as the prison name it is, and it's a secret prison. You have a secret prison where people can be held in a hole for 25 years and you would never know. They have no oversight. Congress is supposed to give them oversight, but they don't have any oversight. We have people in there that had never hurt anybody or committed a crime, and it was all hearsay and entrapment. And there are people in there like Schaefer Cox sitting there. You can't believe this is America, but right there in Illinois, and there was another one too. I'm trying to remember the state right near Illinois. But you have a communication management unit. It's brutal. Yeah. I mean, it's brutal, and they can do what they want. Nobody says anything. You know the movies where you see the tyrant prison guy and you always think, well, where is everybody checking this guy out?
Yeah, nobody.
There's nobody going to check this guy out. There's no one going to check the administration to these types of units. And we also have people that think it's okay at some level sitting behind a desk to go and tell federal agents and the frog teams to show up at a residence just to grab somebody that they honestly could have just said show up to court at this time and that would have been just fine. Yep. They didn't need to take him in. There was no threat of person. There was nothing there. The whole thing was a sham and we all know it. Hi caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Uncle Milty, you're in the police force and I myself was in the military. And
no, Uncle Milty wasn't.
No, I was never a cop.
Nope, he wasn't a cop. That was Dave.
Oh, okay.
Dave,
I got it wrong.
The other Dave.
He had another host who's a cop.
Yeah,
but anyway,
investigator.
Mm-hmm. I know that from the military, what rises to the top are the yes men who don't ask questions.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you're
why
right.
I got out.
Yeah, you're right. Military. He's talking. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I can. I agree.
You know, just like in the movie Men in Black, that's what you get to expect, or that's what you come to expect through years of military or governmental training.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is robotic actions. You just do what they tell you to do because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep, I agree. Thank you.
And that's what you're rewarded for.
Yeah. The legislation with that started back before, but they turned it into the really crazy legislation under George H.W. Bush. He was the one that actually kind of got the carte blanche, get to do whatever you want. Also setting up all this, all these measures to be able to imprison people in certain places and do certain things. All that went through under that. Not all of it, because like I said, 10 years, 15 years prior, it was starting to go through. But it was very, I would say, you would be hard pressed to think, well, this isn't nefarious. You know what I mean? But all in the name of emergency. But it's amazing. It's amazing the powers that they have through the legislation that's been passed. And usually in the middle of the night, sort of like right after the session ends and they get something through to give them the powers to do things against the American people. It's astounding. We're going to come right back. You're welcome to weigh in on this. I know a lot of you have thoughts on this because I've had so many guests on the show that were treated like that. And you wonder, how do these people exist? It's hard. It's hard to know. I'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Milty when I return.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medicine.
medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At bringmecbd.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At bringmecbd.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to bringmecbd.com and get yours today.
More and more businesses are planning events where they need quick but flavorful lunches to help keep their presentations moving. Whether you're hosting a luncheon, workshop, or meeting, box lunches are the answer. At Catering Concepts, our gourmet box lunches are perfect for feeding large and small groups in your office with the convenience of individual lunches, customized with a tasty main dish, dessert, and water bottle. All meals come in an easy-to-use container ready to go. Call 435-574-0059. That's 574-0059.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage. StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Hi, it's Justin for the Mattress Store, encouraging you to shop local, like my friends at Tag & Go Car Wash.
Hey, this is Connor.
And this is Quinn from Tag & Go Express Car Wash.
Right now, before the end of January, shop at the Mattress Store and get a year membership at Tag & Go with the purchase of a new Tempur-Pedic.
With four Southern Utah locations, Washington by Best Buy, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's, nobody sells more Tempur-Pedics in Southern Utah, and
nobody does it like Tag & Go.
Nobody!
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. JW said,
"We always knew something was wrong, but couldn't ever figure out the traditional way. I'm so glad I found Red River. It's not witch doctory, which I was totally afraid of, and it uses a very scientific, logical approach to health without just throwing a bunch of drugs at you. I was so stoked to lose 16 pounds of pure inflammation. I don't itch, I can finally keep up with my toddler, I'm sleeping better, and I'm not as puffy. Life equals changed."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
R2, what should I do with this extra X-Wing fighter?
Master Luke, R2 suggests you consider donating it to the National Federation of the Blind.
Yes, but C-3PO, how am I going to do that?
R2 says by calling 866-282-7327, or you can log online to nfb.org.
R2 is right. Or, if you know a blind person, you can reach out to NFB at nfb.org.
But Obi-Wan, what if I can't fly this thing there?
Pick it up for you, they will. A tax deduction you will receive.
Can I send them a hologram instead?
I don't believe they have the technology you are looking for.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I thought that was appropriate. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty's with me. Go to katedalyradio.com, support the show, and we're grateful for it. What can we say? Also, the podcasts are there, also on iTunes as well, and currently starting to put up a YouTube channel, too, so you can check the shows out as well without commercials, so that'll be kind of fun, and we're working on that currently, right now. Welcome back. So, I was looking through notes, and one thing that happened The FBI got a lot of leeway to push privacy back under Obama's administration in 2011. And they gave new powers to about 14,000 agents. Can you believe 14,000 agents? Mm-hmm. Wow. And I know that's not all of them, too. I mean, that we're talking about just the agents there. So it was a manual called the Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide. And the new rules actually had more loose, broad measures on assessment of a situation. They could assess it however they wanted to. And not carte blanche, but just, I mean, they had a lot more leeway. They also had additional authorities, I would say measures they could take to investigate for potential abuse. They eased the restrictions on the agent's power to use potentially intrusive techniques so that they could, you know, basically get in there and kind of do what they wanted to do without much oversight at all. So they upped their manual. And it was really interesting because in these notes it said that the Bureau, which does not need permission to alter its manual, so long as it stays within the rules that are very broadly composed, these broad guidelines by the Attorney General. So, They could really kind of shift and give themselves permission to do whatever they wanted to do. That way, and they do it in the way, oh, well, the Attorney General doesn't need to be bothered about this. But they've really given themselves some very criminal behaviors, too, that they're allowed to do against a citizen of the United States, really.
Well, in that way, their superiors aren't liable either.
Yeah.
They took it upon themselves to do it.
Yeah. We gave them a broad guideline, mm-hmm. like, make sure you're nice.
Yeah.
And then they went, well, we can do anything under this broad umbrella, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that changed. There have been many along the way, but one major hit was that one where we, the people, suffered because the FBI got to just do whatever they wanted. Did you ever imagine that we'd get to the point where we'd have something so large federally when we already have local and state police? I mean, talk about overkill.
Well, especially when the federal government has absolutely no need constitutionally for a police force.
They have no authority or need, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. There's no authority in the Constitution.
I'm loving this show. This is Daniel, your correspondent from hopefully the new California. Soon to be. I hate the name, though. It's so unimaginative when they say new anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like what Milty said about the number of tyrants, but he's off a little bit. Mm-hmm. You remember in China they had the Gang of Four?
Mm.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Mm.
That was the people that took over after Mao died and they were indicted for crimes against China. So the Gang of Four. We have a gang of 546.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, all together.
Because you got the Senate.
You're right.
You got the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the President and Vice President. Of course, you got every local jurisdiction, too, but we'll just stick with the national ones. The other thing I wanted to remind people of is if you haven't seen the movie Brazil, it's an older movie. I think it's from the 70s or 80s, somewhere in there. Have you guys seen it, Brazil?
I have not. No.
Oh, you got to see that. It's a great kind of an old view of what the future would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like our future. But what became, you know, their version of computers and stuff like that is just hilarious. But they have a scene in there. It's near the beginning where a guy gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't give the whole thing away because it's hilarious, but scary. And it's very much like the scene you talked about with poor old Roger Stone.
Right.
In that they've got all these massive, heavily armed guys, and what they do is they get in the apartment above the one that they're attacking, and they cut this big hole, like cutting a hole in the ice. They cut the hole in the floor, and they come down on ropes and grab this guy. And before they take him away, they give his wife a receipt to sign and also a bill for the cost of arresting him.
Jeez.
So, and that's where we're headed because, you know, it's like I said with the fire engines when I called some time ago, you know, that they go get their groceries using the biggest hook and ladder they can get, so they can look, point to all the miles on it and say, look, we need a new one, and we need more budget for fuel. Same thing with all these boats and frogmen and helicopters and whatever, you know, armored vehicles. They got to put miles on those things, or they won't get new ones.
And they have to use them. If they don't keep using them as part of the deal, like if they don't get used and we don't haul them out and use them all the time, then budgets go away. They don't want that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think even to the extent some of those are so-called surplus military items, I think that's included in the agreement that they have with the local jurisdictions, is that they have to show that they're using them or the feds take them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
another
motive. And, of course, you've got these people, Milty alluded to this about people putting the brown shirts on. You get people that were picked on in junior high, you know, or the short people. And, and a lot of those people infuse these heavily militarized and danger-seeking organizations, whether it's the SEALs or these SWAT teams. You've got people that look to do this because they're trying to prove something to themselves that they'll never prove.
Right.
And the rest of them have to go along because of peer pressure. I knew a perfectly nice guy that became a police chief, and he turned into the biggest militaristic asset forfeiture hound that you can imagine.
It's so really sad to watch.
A lot of it just is part of the way it's the psychology is there. They know how to appeal to these people and get them in there.
I agree. Thank
Absolutely
you. Love
right.
the phone call. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that was great.
You know where you don't see that too much?
What's that?
Is in the Border Patrol.
Yeah.
The Border Patrol, you don't find that militaristic attitude. They really, all the Border Patrol people I've known in my life anyway, I've never seen that same kind of thing.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you? What's on your mind?
Good. Thank you very much. Well, you know, 25 years in the biz, because now I've had quite a bit of time to think. It seems to me like pride, arrogance, and testosterone are the stupid man's heroin.
Were you an agent? And, were you in the business of that?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
for 25 years.
Wow.
And you know, so I got to see a lot over that period of time. I know that I know that you've got people that help you that have had experience in that area as well. But I think it's hard to find the right personality type to be a good law enforcement officer.
I think
all too often, those ones that you do rarely find that really could be the gem and would be the ones to call some sanity into it, they get run out.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Let me ask you this. You would be in the car.
I call you all the time. Ask me whatever you want.
I know. You got it. Okay, so you'd be in the car, and you'd be going to Roger Stone's house, and you know that this guy, you know him from the media, you've seen him on TV, and you're going because he might be, they say he might be lying, okay? And you know that you've got 17 other cars, and you're all poised to just, I don't know. I feel like everybody was set to blow up his house, but I guess that didn't happen. So they all go in to rush this guy and to, you know, do all of these things and have this presence be known. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where somebody said, why are we all doing this or why are we all here? This seems a little overkill. Have you ever seen somebody kind of speak out on that?
Kate, Milky, I was one of the ones that was run off.
Ah. Okay. So that makes sense. Okay. Because you're right. They would run him off because they don't want somebody that won't kowtow to the order. Don't ask a question.
Right.
Is that right?
I used to cling to officer discretion. Officer discretion was my mantra.
Mm.
And whenever I had the opportunity to use my head and give somebody a break and do the right thing, I did it. But for that reason, I wasn't allowed to go the distance.
Hmm. Wow. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
You know why? Because we
I'm going to keep calling you.
No, I'm so glad you do. Thank you so much. And anytime you want to weigh in on these kind of matters, too, in particular, please, because I think it's really hard for everyone listening to try and understand what could be in the mindset of some of these people who would do this. When that woman I had on the show, her husband was in the military forever and took the boys out in their underwear in the middle of the street for hours on end and humiliated them.
Yeah.
What guy could stand there and watch a little kid cry like that and do that?
just a minute ago, you said, you know, some of these officers, well, these officers have to have kids. They've got to have kids or grandkids of their own.
Right.
And, you know, the rookie excuse can only last so long because it becomes about what you are deep inside.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
For that reason, I've got a lot of experience in politics, too. I mean,
yeah.
You can't work in government and not figure out the workings of government and not see the corruption and become sickened by it. So,
so true.
Whenever Milky wants to scoot over a little bit, I'll come sit right next to you.
You got it. You got it. You contact me by email. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Contact me by email. Thank you.
Bye now.
I always appreciate somebody calling in with that kind of experience too, because I know there's really good men that want to be in that field and I get it, but man, there just seems to be a lot of these other kind.
Well, and we have a problem in this country in that people don't want to believe that everybody out there in a uniform is officer friendly, you know, and they're not.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there are some.
Yeah, there are some.
But in most, especially the large urban areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you remember the psychology experience that when you gave a certain group power over the other group, they got more and more sadistic with the
always
other group
happens.
And didn't care? That one always bothered me. That example always bothered me because these were just normal people that you probably live next to, you know, that got more and more sadistic as it went. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You only have about a minute and a half. Minute.
No, I appreciate the show. Sure. Great stuff. I'd agree with everything you just said. You guys are saying the callers are great. I just want to add, it hasn't been explicitly stated that the government is simply giving these agencies, especially the FBI, the right to violate our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
I mean, you've been giving examples, but that needs to explicitly be stated.
Yeah, you're right.
They are violating our constitutional rights. The 10th Amendment, it's like become this overblown thing. Oh, it doesn't say we can't do this, so do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's become the federal government's mantra. It doesn't say we can't do this, so we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, 10th Amendment says leave it to the states to do what we don't explicitly state the feds can do.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
But they've taken it the other way.
Yeah, yeah. I so appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Great point.
Hey, thanks,
I'm glad you restated it. And here's the other thing. Violence has gone down, but I hear a lot of officers going, well, violence is up, and oh my gosh, it's around every corner, and we need all this for safety, and we need this big presence for safety, we need the tanks for safety, and on and on. And nobody wants to see anyone unsafe on the job like that. Nobody wants to put law enforcement in harm's way, especially local, state, you know, nobody wants to see that either. So I understand where people are coming from in saying, yeah, you need to feel safe out there, you're putting your life on the line. Okay, we totally get that. It's the other side of it that doesn't equate for me. Lower crime, okay? Lower crime, yet we're upping the ante on safety to the point of ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
That group that went in with the 17 cars and the little group coming in out of the water, they, I'm sure, said, we're doing this for safety. No, it's not. No, it's not. There isn't that kind of violence going on right now to say that. And I don't care if you watch the media. The media tells you we're a violent nation and everyone's at each other's throats. It's not true. Go look at the stats.
Yeah.
It's gone downhill for the last 20 years. Crime is not up at its highest level. And so why? That is just force and control. That is not has anything to do with safety. And I'm getting tired of the word safety being used against the American people for all of this.
But there's the media again. You know, when you see the one violent thing that happened this week 52 times on the news.
Yeah, you think it's happening.
You think it's happening more than it is.
Yep. And so there's that. And Solicitor General, the Attorney General, they all need to hear how we feel about these kinds of raids. And people I know are just shocked. I mean, I was shocked when I heard about Roger Stones. I was shocked when we had that guest on and those guys were willing to put those kids in the street. I was shocked at what the feds were doing and saying to the people in the Bundy situation. In the Bundy situation, they were throwing women down. I couldn't even believe the behavior. And I thought, who are these guys? Are they really American or do we import them from, you know, some communist regime? It's hard to know these days, but they were Americans. So we have a huge, huge problem with the overkill and what they're allowed to get away with without any penalty whatsoever. They don't even get removed from their job, nothing. So we got
the psychology of power.
Yep, we got huge problems in this area. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how much how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code Canyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Canyon.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.